Listening Library presents Right Where I Left You by Julian Winters. Read for you by Jordan Diaz. To all the black and brown LGBTQIA+ listeners who haven't seen their version of a happy ending anywhere yet, sometimes we have to create our own. I believe in you. Until then, this one's for you. Chapter 1. Two things. This is the worst idea you've ever had. And I'm glad it's you I'm stuck here with. Reverb, Disaster Academy, issue number 10. Spoiler alert, I'm in love with two boys. Head over heels, smiling at nothing while walking into walls kind of love. But they're not real people. They're comic book characters. Also, they might be in love with each other. Huge emphasis on the might. You're doing that thing again, Isaac. I tilt my head. What thing? Diego, the virtuoso of bad imitations, gives me this exaggerated smile with wide Disney-esque hard eyes, sighing loudly. One of those I'm helplessly in love sighs. Shut up, I say half-heartedly. It's very distracting and annoying. You're annoying, I tell him. I'm lying on my back, my head resting on the edge of Diego's bed, reading last month's issue of my favorite comic book, Disaster Academy. He's next to me, sitting upright, tongue between his teeth, focused on a video game. Diego's right. I'm making the face. I can't help it, though. The chemistry between my favorite characters, Charm and Reverb, while they're crowded in an air vent, awaiting the signal to attack the villains below, is too much. It's the proximity of their shoulders, their easy banter, the way Charm's eyebrows lift when Reverb says he wouldn't want to be stuck with anyone else. My heart would run through a brick wall for these two ridiculously in love teen superheroes. Diego has heard all this before. He's too chill about everything, except video games, to complain about my obsession with this series. Like now, with my officially licensed Disaster Academy sock-covered feet propped against the wall, squinting at every panel, searching for the barest hint that Charm is finally going to confess his feelings to Reverb. It doesn't happen. Diego's bedroom is pure chaos. Posters of his favorite video game, Beyond the Valley of Stars, and a few vintage ones, Super Mario Brothers, Final Fantasy VI, Kingdom Hearts, layer 3 of the pool water blue walls. Pinned high above my feet is the Puerto Rican flag. The rest of Diego's room is mountains of clothes on the floor, sneakers in the corner, a plate of tonight's half-eaten dinner on a cluttered desk. Framed below the wall-mounted TV is a photo of us from 5 summers ago. Clunky glasses wearing Diego Santoyo, an acne-attacked Isaac Martin. Our arms are wrapped around each other's shoulders. We're beaming at the lens. Diego wearing a Boricua Pride t-shirt, while I have on an old-school Justice League one. Since that photo, Diego's lost the glasses, and a biblical miracle, also known as the aftermath of puberty, cleared up my skin. We both have curly hair. His is soft and swoopy on top, while mine, thanks to my mom's side of our family, is thick and sponge-twisted. The sides of my head shadow-faded. Diego is lean and long, but still 2 inches shorter than me. Genetics decided that I'd be muscular but not toned, because I dare not engage in anything athletic besides riding my bike everywhere. A consequence of not learning to drive yet. No, you can't just bust the door down. Diego groans, a hand covering his eyes. We need the key of Tenatiuh. He's not talking to me. He rants into one of those gaming headsets, the right earphone tugged sideways so he can occasionally acknowledge me. That's not how it works, Level Zero, he says as if one of the characters on screen is a real person, not controlled by some rando gamer probably halfway across the world eating Doritos while slurping on a Baja Blast. His frequent fights and jokes and mildly deep discussions with other online gamers are odd to me. I nudge his knee. Have you escaped the Nightcrawlers yet? Almost. His thumbs repeatedly jam the buttons on the controller. I roll over onto my stomach. What level are you on? BRB, he says into the headset before tilting his head at me, smiling. 32? There's 75 total. so I'll be minus one best friend this summer? 3 weeks, tops, he teases, then returns to his Gatherer's Guild. I scan the pages of Disaster Academy. Thing is, the thought of being without Diego for more than a day this summer is numbing. When mid-August rolls around, I'll be at the University of Georgia in Athens, alone. In retrospect, it's kind of absurd, our situation. Diego finished in the top 10 of our graduating class, smashed the SATs, aced every test with zero sleep and only 2 hours of studying. He's also got mad coding skills. College was built for kids like him. Suffice to say, his parents aren't down with his decision to take a gap year and pursue his dream of designing the ultimate inclusive video game. To be honest, neither am I. A blob of sweat dribbles from my hairline to my cheek. Summers in the south are unbearable. Also, the circulation of cool air from Diego's vents sucks. The endless scent of boys sitting in their own perspiration coats the air. Luckily, Diego's mom loves adding extra fabric softener to their weekly wash. Diego takes a sip of his energy drink. Cloud Strife, the Santoyo's fluffy orange tabby, purrs at his feet. He absent-mindedly scratches behind her ears. Another all-nighter? I eventually ask. GTG, he says into the headset. There's only two people Diego abandons playing Beyond the Valley of Stars for. His mom when she's yelling, and me. Frozen on screen is his favorite character, Delmar, a tall elf-like character with light brown skin similar to Diego's and blue hair. He stands with other characters from the game I don't recognize. Before he tugs off his headset, Diego winces, cheeks darkening. Whatever, level zero, catch you tomorrow. I raise an eyebrow as he lowers his controller. I have to find the second Imperial Stone before Valencia locates the Death Stone, he explains. I don't understand any of that, but I get Diego's obsession with video games in general. That earnest look in his eyes as he plays, the need to be immersed in something so different from your own reality. He motions toward my comic. So what? You're gonna spend the night pining over those two? Pining is an art, Diego. It takes practice, discipline. He smirks. Which means you're gonna practice all that discipline pining by whacking it to poorly written fanfics again. Blush heats my cheeks like a nuclear explosion. It's nearly undetectable against my deep brown skin, but I still cover my face with the comic. It happened one time, but it happened. I hate you. I'm your best friend, dude. Dude is Diego's favorite word. I'm your only friend. It's a fact that burns coming from him. For a few years, I counted my older sister Isabella in the friend category until it started feeling kind of silly. We're family, and I wish this were a strategic choice, my lack of friends, but it's not. I'm awkward with new people. Most times, it's hard for me to relate or open up to them. There's no natural flow to our conversations. No easy silence like you can have with a person you've known for more than a year. I can't remember when it started, but the moment I'm introduced to someone, a barrier appears. It prevents them from getting too close. They can't hurt me, and I'll never disappoint them. On paper, branching out sounds nice, but I've never done it. Diego and I found each other. We were both reaching for the same swing at a park while our parents watched from afar. Our bond was so instantaneous and natural, something that hasn't happened for me since. Don't give me shit right now, I warn, refocusing on Disaster Academy. Charm is 3 seconds away from confessing his undying love. No, he's not. He didn't last issue, the 3 issues before that. Haven't you heard of slow burn? Diego shoots me one of those sure Jan looks he's been perfecting since we were kids. His eyes are light brown as if there's a constant glow behind them. Mine are plain, tree bark brown eyes. It's called queer baiting, he says. Happens all the time. Whatever, I mumble. I recognize my own fixation with the idea of charm and reverb being a thing. I've waited so long for them to finally admit their feelings on page. Seeing them kiss has been my secret hope since issue number...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?